All righty, back here at Martin Stadium, West James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sidelines, Taylor Biddle, our spotter. We are set to kick this first round playoff game off between our Lowndes High Vikings and the Groves Rebels. Kicking off for the Rebels is number 15, that's Ashton Wilson. He sets the ball down on the near hash mark right here in front of the press box. Back deep, Kenny Durden, Troy Braswell, and number 21, Nick Bergman. I'm fixing to call him Nicholas Bergman.
Well, any old name will be. It'll work. All right. It's been two long weeks, Wes. Give us all the play-by-play, the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you. Bill Osborne puts his foot into it. High end over end kick. Braswell takes it at the four. He goes far side across the five, the 15, the 20. He's got the corner. He's crossed the 25, got a hand on him, and he's run down from behind as he gets across the 35, and he does not come down until he reaches the 40-yard line. It is a 35-yard return.
Nothing fancy that time. Troy Braswell just followed his blockers right up the right side of the field, down the hash mark, and they got tackled just as he was coming up to the 40-yard line. They pushed him forward. Here comes that big Sons of Thunder offensive line, Wes.
Ball on the far hash mark. You'll see five, maybe six down linemen, two linebackers. We bring Paul Johnson, wide receiver near side. Parker goes under center. He's got Duncan at fullback. Takes a snap. Gives it to Hunter on the counter. He's across the 40. 45, split two defenders, and they won't run him down until he crosses the 45 down to the 44-yard line of Groves. And that is a
a 16-yard carry. First time we've seen Tyler Hunter really.
And right off the bat, Bill, they throw a flag and a sideline warning against our Vikings. Quincy Crawford brings the play in, ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. 11:38, we're just underway. Crawford comes near side. Tied in to the far side. They're in a six-man front, two linebackers. Take the snap, and we give it to
D. Daniels.
D. Daniels, the fullback, and he gets down to the 41-yard line, picks up 3 yards on the carry, be second and seven from there.
Yeah, that offensive line, Wes, it is number 61, T-Rock, number 52, and I always have to look to 52. Sorry, Caleb Clark, along with number 67, that's Stacy Wright. 76, Anthony Chandler, and 77 is Ed Moore.
Kenny Durden goes far side, man coverage out there on him. We've got Tyler Hunter in motion, gives it to Braswell on the counter, across the 40, he gets outside and block around Durden, he's across the 30, the 25, and run down from behind as he gets down to the 21-yard line of Groves.
What a great run that time by Troy Braswell. He had to make a little stutter step, hoping to not get tackled, and when he did, they tackled him from the backside.
It was a 20-yard carry, first and 10 from the Groves 21-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. 10:40 to go, first quarter, no score, but our Vikings are threatening. Josh Clemens, Grandpa Clemens comes near side. Wide receiver. Again, we give it to number 26.
Orta.
That's Ralder Orta. And Orta gets back maybe to the line of scrimmage.
I think he lost a yard.
And he's tackled by number 17, Deshaunie Travis, the linebacker.
Yeah, Orta, we haven't seen Orta run the ball this year. That may be his first carry. We mentioned earlier, Tyler Hunter, we've not seen him rack off that many yards in one run.
Orta, Braswell, and D. Daniels at the fullback. Crawford comes near side, tied into the far side. Five-man front for Groves. We give it to Daniels up the middle. He's across the 20, and they won't. They'll haul him down, Bill, at the 17-yard line. It'll be third and five. He was tackled by number one, Sam Lowe, a 5'10", 170-pound senior linebacker. Paul Johnson, wide receiver, comes near side. We line the tight end up. Kendall Coleman on the far side. Braswell in motion, gives it on the counter. It's Orta through the hole, up the middle, and touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Geraldo Orta.
A 17-yard run by number 26, Geraldo Orta, and our Vikings have jumped out to a quick 6-0 lead as Jed Solomon comes on to attempt the extra point.
Austin Masters, your long snapper, your holder, Avery Alderman, the swinging gates over to the right. See if they swing it, they do.
And they come back over. Avery to kneel down. Waits on the snap. Snaps down, ball kicks up, and it's good. 9:20 to go first quarter. Vikings 7, Groves nothing. We'll be right back after this. High end over end kick by Jed Solomon, and that ball goes about 5 yards deep in the end zone, which he normally does. And Groves, the Rebels, will take over first and 10 from their 20-yard line. Camden 21, Coffee nothing, still in the first quarter.
Wow. Camden looks like they're just going to roll here.
North Gwinnett 7, Lassiter nothing. Harrison 7, MLK 6. And our Vikings lead 7-0, 9:20 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Groves' first possession. Quarterback Chris Cutter, the 6'3", 200-pound senior in the shotgun. He sends two receivers far side, three near side in the empty backfield, takes a snap, drops back, looks, throws out in the flat, and behind number 10, that is Antonio Walker, senior wide receiver.
That was one of the underneath receivers, Wes. He just cleared the two guys out front, cleared it out. He just rolled out to the side. It would have been a nice little 5 or 6 yard pickup. The ball just overthrown. Geraldo Huerta there coming trailing coverage.
Second and 10. Again, now they send four receivers to the visitor side of the field. One receiver near side, Durden. Man coverage out here. Cutter waiting on the snap. Drops back. Looks. Starts to scramble. We're after him. Pulls it down. Throws. And was the catch made? No. Out of bounds. It would have been a 9-yard pickup. But it was Orta that knocked that ball away.
Wes, Cutter had to be no more than a step from hitting the line of scrimmage. And it would have been an illegal forward pass.
Guys, we were told that Cutter was an athlete, and he just showed it right there. He is definitely an athlete, but they're doing a lot of motion trying to move some players around and get some mismatches here.
All righty, third and 10. Two tight ends, and now they split out. It's again empty backfield. Four receivers far side, one receiver near side. Cutter in the shotgun, takes a snap, little screen pass, and the receiver slipped and fell back at the 15.
They lost 5 on that one, Wes.
And they did. And trying to see who that number is. Folks, I'm sorry for you Groves folks back home. So far away, way those yellow numbers on those white jerseys, it's just hard to see.
Punter is also Cutter. Yes.
Ball back at the 15-yard line. We've got Josh Clemens and Troy Braswell back deep standing at our 45. Cutter standing about the 1-yard line. 9 men up on the line of scrimmage for our Vikings. There's a snap. Picks it up. Nice kick. Braswell takes it at their 48. He's a 45. Cuts outside 40. Tries to get a corner. Great block on the corner. Down the sidelines he goes. Gets another block. Cuts back inside. And that will be a 48-yard touchdown return for Troy Braswell, the mailman.
Troy Braswell right at the goal line, Wes. Dropped his shoulder. Knocked back the defender into the end zone, and Troy Braswell gets that punt return, and the Vikings go up 13-0 as they go out for the extra point. Masters,
Marty,
Alderman, and Solomon.
Marty, when we come back after this break, you can tell us about those two great blocks that he picked up on the sidelines over there. That may be our first punt return for a touchdown this year, Bill.
The only one that stuck. We had one against Ware that got called back.
Waiting on the snap. Ball's down. Kicks up, and it's good. 8:07 to go first quarter. Vikings 14. Groves nothing. We'll be back after this 30-second break. All righty. Back here at Martin Stadium, Wes James, Bill Osborne. Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Back deep is Chris Cutter. Chris Beaver. And I was looking for the number for the other receiver.
I can't see him from here.
Solomon set to kick off. puts that foot into it. High kick, and that ball takes it at the one. Goes across the 5, the 10. 15 gets, oh, it did not make the 15-yard line.
About the 12.
It looks like Popeye Stanley and number 34. That is Tevin Brown, who made the tackle over there, and they only get it back, Bill, to the 12-yard line.
Wes, Bill, that was number 10, Antonio Walker, on the carry there for Groves. Kind of help you out with those numbers. And also wanted to mention, too, that was A.J. Flukas and Chris Curry, both had great blocks over there. And then Kenny Durden was down there blocking Cutter down there at the goal line.
All right. All right. Groves takes the field on offense. Cutter in shotgun.
Now he sends three receivers near side, two far side. Looks over, says something to his receivers. Durden in man coverage over here. Takes the snap, rolls left, looks, throws out in the flat. And, oh, as number
16, 10.
As number 10, Chris Beaver jumped up to make the catch. Boy, did number 2, Tyquan Lang, just ring his bell for him.
Mikey on Padgett will check in now on defense.
He hung him up high in the air, something you don't want to do to a receiver, and left him unprotected out there. Second and 10, 7:52 to go in the first quarter. Vikings lead at 14-0. We're in a five-man front, two linebackers. Again, empty backfield for Cutter. Three receivers near side, two far side. Drops back, looks way downfield. And, oh, off the fingertips of Josh Clemens.
Wow.
And that was number 3, Juwan Johnson. And had Juwan been able to get a hand up there, he might have caught the deflected pass.
Yeah,
and hit him off to the races.
Yeah, Josh Clemens just made a great defensive play. Now, Kenneth Durden was playing deeper than that, so even if he had caught it, Kenneth Durden was still a last-ditch safety.
Third. Guys, there's not many people out there that can play defensive end linebacker and then make a play like a safety right there.
You
wow.
got that right. That's our junior, 6'5". We call him Grandpa Clemens. Third and 10 for Groves. Now they send four receivers far side. Single receiver near side. That's Chris Beaver. Cutter all by himself. Four-man front. There we come. He pulls it down, starts to run. We hit him behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll lose 2 yards back to the 10. And the first man on the tackle was number 41, Tim St. Fort.
Yeah, Tim St. Fort coming from that defensive end spot. Just made a great swim move on the tackle out there. Worked his way around, and as the quarterback was going to, it was a designed run is what it looked like, and he was getting ready to go right up the middle, and he just playing at him right there at his spot.
And Cutter will be standing in the end zone when he punts this time. 7:10 to go here in the first quarter. Back deep, Josh Clemens and the mailman, Troy Braswell. Vikings lead it 14-0. Waiting on Cutter's snap.
Flag.
There's a flag. And Braswell will take it at the 42. Comes near side. He's at the 40. Cuts back inside across the 35, and they haul him down. He crosses the 30 down to the 28-yard line, but there is a flag on the play.
I really think that might be motion from where the flag was thrown.
42. It was a 20-yard punt return for Troy Braswell. Look at the official signal. Illegal procedure.
Yep.
And decline. Coach Mack says, nope.
We'll decline that.
He says, I'll take the ball at the 27-yard line.
At the Groves 27-yard line.
Yep, at the Groves 27-yard line. 6:48 to go first quarter. Vikings lead it 14-0. Had a 17-yard run by Orta, and then a 48-yard punt return by Braswell. All righty, here comes the gunslinger, Cole Parker. Goes under center. Durden at split end. Braswell wing back on our side. Goes in motion towards the visitor side. Parker drops back in the pocket. Looks, throws downfield. Got, oh, Josh Clemens wide open in the end zone. Blown coverage. Nobody near him. A 27-yard touchdown pass from the gunslinger Cole Parker to Grandpa Clemens.
I see you, Cole Parker, and I see you, Josh Clemens. Josh was just as wide open as I've seen anybody short of
there was Bill, it was just blown coverage because there was nobody within 15, 20 yards of him.
Yeah, Kendall Coleman looked that wide open a few weeks ago. That's about it.
Waiting on the extra point from Jed Solomon.
Austin Masters, your long snapper.
Ball's down, kicks up. 6:37 to go, first quarter. It's the Vikings 21, Groves nothing. We'll be right back after this. All righty, we have played 5 minutes and 23 seconds, and the Vikings lead at 21 to nothing. Jed Solomon set to kick off again.
Beaver, Cutter, and Johnson deep for Groves.
That's Juwan Johnson.
Guys, I was going to mention, it's Cam now 28 to nothing, and everything has been on the ground. They hadn't thrown a pass yet from what I hear.
Wow.
Here is Solomon's kick. High, high kick. And will be taken by Johnson from the two. He's across the 5-10, down the far side of the field, tries to get back inside, but will haul him down at the 16-yard line. It'll be a 15-yard return and tackled by number 32, Chris Scurry.
And the defense back out on the field now for the Vikings. Saw Dale McBurrows check in at one of the defensive ends now.
6:29 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead at 21-0. Cutter again brings three receivers near side, two far side. Takes the shotgun snap, drops back, though. Ball tipped and overthrows number 10, Chris Beaver, out here on right here in front of our press box.
Well, Kenneth Durden was lining that one up in his sight. Another step, might have had an interception. If the worst-case scenario was he was going to drop number 10 right where he caught it, but the ball a little high.
The Rebels up over the ball, second and 10 from the 16-yard line. Oh, and the Cutter takes the snap.
It was number
it's
eight.
Not Cutter. It was Elijah Turner who took the snap. They had two backs set around him. He took a direct snap and spun like he was going to hand off and slipped and fell. And Bill Hill lose 1, 2, 3, 4 yards all the way back to the 13-yard line where it will be third and 13 from there. Larnick Rollins, number 50, checks in. And Flukas comes out. Cutter, one receiver near side. He's in the shotgun with a back on either side of him. And there's a flag. And it's a legal procedure against the Rebels.
Well, the Rebels come in, like Marty had said in the interview earlier, this is a team that went 1-9 last year, gets into the playoffs 6-4 this year, a great improvement over a year's time. But it's coming into an environment like this is really tough.
Third and 18, 5:40 to go here first quarter. Vikings lead at 21-0. Cutter, three backs in the backfield with him. Takes the snap. They spin right back up the middle. No, he tries to take it outside, gets hit behind the 10. Oh, at the 15, and finally hauled down back at the 16. They're back to the original line of scrimmage, so it'll be fourth and 10.
Yeah, they go in there, and there's four of them huddled around the ball. The ball gets snapped. The guy turns around, and you don't know where that ball is going to get handed off to. And it can come out from the quarterback or to any of the backs around it. And they were able to pick up about 5 or 6 yards.
Tim St. Fort made the tackle. Bill, as we said, for the last 3 years, we have lost a game 10-7 and come back the next game and put over 50 points on our opponents.
Vikings lead 21-0 here in the first.
New punter standing back about the three. Can get his number for you. Low snap. Gets it away. High, high kick. Josh Clemens makes the catch and is hit immediately at the 40.
He never called a fair catch, so they let it play out.
And they're going to move it back to the 42.
That'll be the Vikings' worst starting field position, isn't it? Well, no, we started on our 40 the first series. And we're on the Grove side of the field now.
26-yard punt. All righty, ball on the near hash mark. Groves in a five-man front. Parker goes under center. Tight end to the Grove side of the field. Got a man in motion. Takes a snap, gives it to Duncan up the middle. And the big Diesel, he gets a hold over the left side as he crosses the 40 down to about the 38. Give him the 37-yard line. Tackle by number 55. That is Paul Glover. 4:17 to go here, first quarter. Vikings lead it 21-0. It'll be second and six. The ball at the Grove's 37-yard line on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left, right to left on your radio dial. Order in the backfield, standing right beside D. Daniels. And we give it to Order. Order across the 35. He's going to be close to the first down, somewhere around the 32, make the 33, Bill. It should be third and one from there.
Yeah, the handoff that time a little bit labored. As Orta has not run the ball a lot this year, he took a hard angle, and he and Cole bumped shoulders as they were making that handoff.
Orta comes out, normally plays defensive back, but one of the changes coaches made in the last 2 weeks, third and one. Josh Clemens lines up as the split end. Duncan in the backfield along with Braswell. Double tight ends. Parker under center. Five-man front, three linebackers. Give it to Braswell around the right side. Just across the 30. Cuts back. He has the first down as he crosses the 30 and cuts back inside. He'll get down to the 26-yard line.
I think everybody on the defensive line, even I thought that Duncan was going to get that ball. We were just going to muscle it right up the middle. And when Braswell got the ball, he had a little misdirection to the right, cut back into his left, had a great pickup.
7-yard carry by Braswell. First and 10, Vikings at the 26-yard line. 3:05 to go first quarter. Now Vikings lead it 21-0. The gunslinger with two tight ends takes the snap. Drops back. No, he gives it to Hunter around the right side. Gets hit in the backfield, and he'll get a yard as he bounced off two Groves defenders, number 17, Deshaun A. Travis, the 5'10", 175-pound senior linebacker, and he'll pick up 1 yard, second and nine from the 25-yard line.
Again, another running back, Tyler Hunter, not gotten a lot of carries this year, and as he started to go outside, just getting comfortable finding that hole on the corner. He'll get better as the season, as the playoffs go on.
2:25 to go. Vikings lead it 21-0 here in the first quarter. Parker takes a snap against that five-man front. Again, gives it to Duncan. Oh, what a big hole over the left side. And he'll get down to the 21-yard line. Giving 4 yards on the carry. And Bill is going to be third and about five from there. This is the worst third down position we've been in so far tonight.
Yeah, I wonder what you're going to get here. I mean, we saw Cole Parker throw a touchdown pass to Josh Clemens. You wonder if this is a passing down here. Or do we try and run something outside?
Well, you got Kendall Coleman lined up at tight end on our side. Josh Clement, Grandpa Clement split in on the other side. Braswell, Daniels in the backfield. Takes a snap. Oh, and he gives it to Daniels across the 20 to 15, and that won't haul him down until he has a first down, down at the 12-yard line.
That's a great changeup. Bring in D. Daniels. You've been running your fullback mostly when it's Duncan. This time you bring in D. Daniels. Everybody thinks they're going to try something outside. You give it to that fullback dive. D. Daniels just picks up great yardage and another first down.
Noonan leads South Cobb 10-0. Should we win this game, we'd be matched up against one of those two in the second round. Tyler Hunter in now with Sam Duncan in the backfield. Again, double tight ends against that five-man front of the Rebels. And we give it to Hunter across the right side. He's got a hole, splits outside. They knock him down, Bill, across the five. And finally, he'll fall down at the 4-yard line. It'll be second and about two or three from there. Again, and on the tackle is number 17, Deshaun A. Travis.
Yeah, they're going to give him second down and two there, an 8-yard carry. He can get a first down at the two.
We're inside 1 minute. This could be the last play of the first quarter. The gunslinger takes a snap, has a man in motion. Oh, and they're going to call us from moving before the ball started.
Yeah, a little bit late on the snap, and that's a little bit to be expected. We've changed centers. T-Rock has been the center all year long. Anfernee Chandler is your center now, and he's done a great job. They've said he's just been phenomenal in practice. But anytime you've got that little bit of change, you're going to see some minor things. And this is really to be this far into the game and only the first penalty against the Vikings.
And that's a good thing for our Vikings. That'll ball back it up to the 9-yard line. So it'll be second and one, two,
seven.
Three, four. Okay, second and seven. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Inside 30 seconds here in the first quarter. Parker looks over the defense. He takes the snap. Got a man in motion. And we give it to
Josh
Clemens in the motion. And Clemens down to the 1-yard line.
He's got a first down.
We'll have it'll be first and goal from the 1. And will coach try to run a play with just 12 seconds to go?
Well, as soon as the ball's ready for play and the chains are in place, they'll start the clock, and there it goes.
Yeah, guys, we're coming out to the other end. They're going to let this clock run out here on the first quarter.
All righty, we'll go ahead and Vikings lead 21-0 at the end of one. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, we start the second quarter. Vikings 21-0 over the Grove Rebels, but we have it first and goal at the one. Double tight ends. Duncan and Braswell in the backfield. Wes James along with Bill Osborne. Marty Rogers on the sidelines. Parker takes a snap. Grove shifts at the line of scrimmage. Give it to Duncan. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Sam Duncan. Valdosta leads Wake Forest. I always see it's Windsor Forest. 6-0. And I think probably in the second. Colquitt leads Jenkins 21-7. So far, other than coffee, what we expected, Region 1 seems to be doing pretty well.
Waiting on the snap for our kicker, Jed Solomon. There's Hangzheim's try for point. It's up. It's good. With 11:55 to go here in the first half, Vikings lead it 28-0. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. All righty, back. It's 11:55 to go. First half, Vikings lead 28-0 on a 1-yard run by the Diesel, Sam Duncan. Back deep, Juwan Johnson, Chris Cutter, and Chris Beaver. Cutter in the middle of the field. I say in the middle of the field. He's between Johnson and Beaver. There's a kick, high kick, and it's taken in the end zone. I mean, just barely at the edge of the end zone, and the official says nope. Let's take it out to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, Cutter actually caught it right at the goal line, and the momentum carried him a step back into the end zone, and they called the touchback. So it'll be first and 10 for the Rebels at the 20-yard line. Want to remind everybody, this Tuesday night at 6:45, live from Loco's Grill and Pub, it's the Lounge Eye Randy McPherson Coaches Show. Wes James will be there with Coach Randy McPherson to talk about the highlights of this game and get you ready for next week's second-round playoff game.
All righty. Now Grove's going from right to left on your radio dial. We're in a five-man front. Cutter in the shotgun. Three receivers far side, two near side. Now we go to a three-man front. Takes the snap, drops back, looks right, pumps fake. Go way downfield, got Kenny Durden. Looked like he was throwing to Kenny Durden. Somewhere along the way, number 10, Chris Beaver stopped on the sideline, and Durden was streaking down trying to make the catch because he was the only one back there. Second and 10 at the 20-yard line.
I think Cutter saw 10 pull back, and he decided that, you know what, I'm just going to throw it away down the sideline. But not counting on Kenneth Durden making some strides, almost getting out there and making the catch.
Noonan has put seven more on South Cobb, leading 17-7. Valdosta 6, Wake Forest nothing.
Windsor Forest. I do the same thing. It's WF.
Cutter goes under center. In the I formation. Two receivers far side. Gets it to the tail, back up the middle. He's got a hole as he squirts through the right side. That is number 24. And a tackle made by Chris Scurry, but that was Trevon Crumley. And he got 3 yards, but I tell you what, that was exciting. I give him 4 yards, second and 6 after the 24-yard line. Boy, he just burst through that hole. See what Cutter does now.
Well, they're running against that three-man front now. Now we've gone back to a four-man front.
And when we do, Cutter goes under center, I formation. He has a receiver on either side of the field.
They got to call a timeout.
And they do. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. Vikings lead it 28-0, 11:05 to go first half. We'll be right back after this. All right, 11:05 to go first half. Vikings lead it 28-0. West James, Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. It will be third and 6. from the Groves 24-yard line.
Groves had to call a timeout, just didn't have the right personnel, the right play out there. And you could see the disgust on Cutter's face as he had to take that timeout.
All right, he again splits his receivers, two far side, one near side in the I formation. Crumley as the tailback. Again, gets it to Crumley over the right side. He's across the 25, will not get the first down, but he'll pick up about three more yards before being tackled by Josh Clemens. Old grandpa playing linebacker now. Valwood and Brentwood tied 14 apiece.
Yeah, we forget about Valwood over there. They've made the playoffs as well in the GISA. Congratulations to the Valwood Valiants on a great year. A lot of people didn't expect them to win two or three games this year.
Fourth and four, and the Rebels will have to punt. We're standing back about our 45. High, high punt. Clemens makes the catch and falls down at the Groves 48-yard line.
We came really close to making a block that time, Wes. The snaps have not been great back to the punter. And I saw one of the first punts, Kerry Stanley had a chance to get back there and make a block. Kind of pulled up at the last second. I wouldn't be surprised if before the night's over we didn't get a block.
All righty, they mark it back at the 49, so it'll be first and 10 from there. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Clemens split in on our side. Scarborough back at center. Two men far side as Cole Parker goes into shotgun.
Whoa, what is that?
Two receivers far side, one near side. Drops back, looks. There comes the pressure, and he gets away from one man. There's going to be a hold back at our 44-yard line, Bill.
Folks, if you, I stopped at Vikings in a shotgun with four wide receivers. I don't know. That was something interesting. Had a hold against the Vikings, though, and it was way behind the line of scrimmage. I'm sure Groves will take this.
Because they'll mark it 10 from there.
Cole had a little funny snap. Granted, it's a situation we don't run that snap very
no,
often.
Bill. Instead of,
oh, they can't. They declined it. Take it, second down.
It's going to be second and about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Second and 18. Back at our 43-yard line. Paul Johnson comes near side. Kendall Coleman tied into the far side. Hunter, Braswell, Duncan in the backfield. Groves, a five-man front. Hunter in motion. We give it to Braswell on the counter, and they got him by his jersey and pull him down after he picks up maybe a half-yard gain. In on the tackle, number one, Sam Lowe, 5'10", 170-pound senior linebacker.
That'll bring up third down now for the Vikings. Not a good run that time. Braswell, as he's trying to find the outside, gets tackled right at the line of scrimmage.
We heard we've been working on some shotgun stuff. Crawford comes near side. So does put Braswell in the slot. They're showing blitz from their linebackers. Nope, they hold up. Then he comes, throws a little screen pass.
Kendall Coleman.
Kendall Coleman, he's across. The pitch is still on his feet. Oh, and he stumbles, and he gets the first down to the 39-yard line.
Kendall Coleman, his feet got out in front of him, and I thought, my gosh, we're not going to make this first down, and he falls down right at the marker. Great screen that time.
Tight end screen, they dropped in. Kendall Coleman lined up at tight end, and he dropped back. I let the guard and tackle slide out in front of him. And keeps his drive alive down to the 39-yard line. 9 minutes to go first half. Vikings leading 28-0. Hunter comes in.
19-yard gain that time by Coleman.
Order comes out. And we put Paul Johnson out at wide receiver and put Braswell in the slot. Duncan and Hunter in the backfield. Parker goes under center. Takes a snap, drops back, looks, throws out. Oh, in and out of the hands of Paul Johnson.
Poor Paul doesn't get a lot of things thrown at him. He's a great blocker out there at wide receiver. Gets an opportunity, hits him in the chest, and bounce out.
Deshaunny Travis, 5'10", 175-pound senior cornerback in coverage out in the flats. Quincy Crawford brings the play, and it'll be second and 10 from the Groves 39-yard line. Crawford comes near side. Ball almost on the far hash mark as our Vikings are going from left to right. The Rebels in a five-man front. We got a man in motion. Pitch out to D. Daniels. No, nope, that's Braswell. He's across the 30, the 25, the 20. Oh, and just gets tripped up from behind. And a great play, Bill, by number. If he gets up, he's hurt, holding on to his knee, still sitting down.
Number 9? No, 55.
Number 55. Paul Glover. As he ran Braswell down from behind, but it's still a first down. Vikings first and 10 at the 20-yard line. That was a 19-yard run by Troy Braswell.
So back-to-back just about.
Taylor, you're earning your keep, son.
I told him just feed you the numbers.
Tied into the far side of the field. Paul Johnson near side. Parker drops back, rolls left, looks, throws out in the flats. He's got Braswell. Braswell gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll lose a yard back to the 21. It'll be second and 11, and the tackle is made again by number 17, Deshaunie Travis. Deshaun Travis. I can't Deshaunie this. It's Deshaun.
Yeah, it will be a lot.
Yep, second and 11. 7.5 minutes to go here in the half. Crawford goes far side. Travis in coverage out there. Tied into our side. Man in motion. And there's a whistle and a flag. And what do we got? Because it comes from the umpire.
Got to be procedure. Two flags, though, so both of them saw it.
Guys, I know that was a penalty on that play, but I got to give Stacy Wright a little credit there. He pulled on that play and got him a major pancake block, even though the play didn't stand.
Wow.
Legal procedure, back it up 5 yards for our Vikings.
That'll bring up second and about 16.
Second down. Ball on the near hash mark here in front of the press box. Hunter lines up wing back on the far side. Order wing back near side. Duncan in the backfield. Kendall Coleman tied into our side again. Five-man front. Two linebackers. Order in motion. Cole rolls right, left, pulls the ball down, looking for a place to go. Still on his feet. And he'll get back to the
line of scrimmage.
Yeah, back to the 26. It'll be third and 16. Tackle made by number 16. That's Ladarius Lee.
Good coverage downfield by the defensive backs. That's why Cole had no place to go. He tucked it under, tried to find a spot up the middle, couldn't get anything, but lived to play another day.
Bergman comes out. Cole Parker goes in. Josh Clemens, and he'll go to the far side of the field. He'll take Braswell with him. The gunslinger goes under center, looking blitz from the linebacker. They jump in the neutral zone. And we'll get a free, they'll stop it there. Instead of third and 16, we'll mark it off, make it third and 11. Officiating crew out of Atlanta, Peach State officials.
You look across, you get into the playoffs, even the chain crew, the down marker, everything is run by certified officials.
And we know about certified officials, don't we, Mr. Osborne?
Yes, we do.
I used to be one many years ago.
And my son is one now.
Yes, sir.
He's got the Peach County game, the 3A, number one team in 3A in the state.
Josh Clemens goes far side. Braswell slides out a little bit at wing back. Order wing back on our side. He goes in motion to the far side. Fake the pitch out. Drops back, and there they come, and they hit him from behind. And for the second time tonight, they'll sack Cole Parker. And, Bill, that's they. Oh, they got a player down. That's number 55, Paul Glover. And, Bill, that'll take us all the way back to the 27-yard line. Let's take a 30-second break. Vikings lead at 28-0, 5:41 to go. We'll be right back after this.
Back at Martin Stadium, our Vikings lead the Groves High Rebels 28-0. An injury out on the field, and that is from Groves, number 55, Paul Glover. Took a shot. He's laying down. I mean, he's moved around some. He's got his knees kind of up. I don't know if to what extent the injury might be, but they're still attending to him. I don't know if it's an don't see him attending to any particular part, a leg or a knee or anything like that. Coach Piflo. It looks like Dr. Starling is out there as well from the Lounge sideline. And got a few scores coming in. What do you got?
Well, last score they got was Noonan 17, South Cobb 7. Valdosta was, I heard it was 20-0, and I also heard it was 6-0 over Windsor Forest. The last score I had out of Camden, it is 20-0. Valdosta leads Windsor Forest 20-0. The last score I had from Camden, it was Camden 28, Coffee nothing. And I don't know if that's changed or not. Cook leads Lanier 27-17. I mean, Laney 27-17. Colquitt 28, Jenkins 7. Valdosta 20, Windsor Forest nothing. East Caeta still leads McEachern 7-0. Valwood and Brentwood 14 apiece. Clinch leads Greenville 14-0. And Camden, like I said last we heard, it was 28-0 Camden, and they have not gotten an update after that. Tell you what, let's go ahead. 5:41 to go here in the first half. We'll go ahead. Let's take a, well, we'll take a 30, and if we need to, we'll tack one on top of that one.
All right.
We'll be right back. Vikings lead at 28-0. We'll be right back. Back at Martin Stadium, 5:41 to go. Vikings 28, Groves nothing, West James. Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Taylor Biddle, our spotter, and it number 55. Paul Glover is being toted. He's being helped off the field. And I'm not sure what that is, Bill. I don't know what you mean by that. Go ahead and say what you're saying.
I'm just trying to feed you information. Fourth down.
Oh, fourth down. Okay. And I was going to get to that. It's fourth and about 16. We're out of field goal range, so we're going to go for it. Josh Clemens, wide receiver. We send twins far side, one receiver near side. Parker goes under center. They're showing blitz from both linebackers. Here they come. Stop those out in the flat. Durden makes the catch. He's by one man. Still on his feet. He gets back to the original line of scrimmage.
No, he gets a little further.
And I was going to say picks up maybe one, two more yards. So we'll turn the ball over on downs at the Groves 19-yard line.
Yeah, Kenneth Durden made a great catch outside of his body. The ball a little bit ahead of him. Made a great catch. As he turned, he lost his footing a little bit and had to stumble himself all the way out there and gave the defense an opportunity to catch up to him.
Groves football on their own 19-yard line. 5:18 to go here in the first half.
Vikings lead 28-0.
Ball on the far hash mark. Groves going from right to left. Black helmets, white jerseys, black pants, yellow numbers, a lot like Cook County's numbers,
yeah.
Cook County's jerseys. For our folks here in this area. Cutter goes under center in the I formation, tied into our side of the field. He sends twin receivers out here. Gives it to the tailback. He's around one man, two, gets back to the line of scrimmage. No, he picks up a yard as he gets to the 20-yard line, and that is Trevon Crumley on the carry.
Wes, that last series by the Vikings, the first time that we have not scored on a possession. Didn't punt either, so... went for it on fourth, didn't make it. But it's the first time a series tonight the Vikings did not get points.
Second and nine. Again, tied into the visitors to the home side of the field. Two receivers all the way out in front of our press box.
Ball and start.
They moved.
The left guard. Kind of double clutch. Big number 77. That's a wide body right there. That is Ricky Holman, a 6 foot, 342-pound junior.
That is 34, Jordan Butler, and at tailback. 4.5 minutes to go, clock running. It is second and five back at the 15-yard line. Crumley comes near side. Along with Johnson in the I formation. Oh, and they give it to big Jordan Butler, the 5'10", 185-pound senior, as he goes over the left side. And he'll get about 4 yards, 5 yards, as he gets up to the 20.
Well, back to the 19, the original line of scrimmage. So
be third and 10 right there. We're inside 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Shan Garner, the lady basketball coach here at Lowndes High School, will stop by for just a few minutes at halftime.
Yeah, that's getting time. I mean, there's some scrimmages happening this coming weekend, I think.
Double tight ends. Nope, now they send two receivers far side. I formation with a tight end to the press box side of the field. We're in a five-man front. Cutter again gives it to the tailback. Oh, he's got a hole as he crosses the 20 up to the 21. And that was, tell you what, two very exciting yards right there. Tackle made by Popeye Stanley, number nine, by Chris the Shredder Scurry.
That'll bring up fourth down now for Groves, and they'll go into punt formation. Troy Brazel will set deep along with Josh Clemens.
And it will be fourth and seven. The punter now is number 15, Austin Wilson. Ashton Wilson, thank you. Gets that kick off. High kick, not very deep.
Way
goes
out of bounds.
Out of bounds, and let's see where they mark him down at. Referee waving the line judge on down to come
that
on down.
That is a long, long walk. That netted, what,
and
seven? Five-yard punt.
A five-yard punt, and they mark him down at the 27-yard line.
We didn't even need anybody for that one. That was so easy to pick out. Wow, 5 yards on a punt.
First and 10, Vikings at the Grove's 27-yard line. Cole Parker brings the Vikings to the line of scrimmage. Quincy Crawford, wide receiver, in man coverage out here. D. Daniels at fullback. Again, a five-man front, two linebackers. There's a whistle, and we got a false start as we pitch the ball out to Troy Braswell, who has finally got a healthy, healthy ankle.
Yeah, Stacy Wright out there at tackle. Just, again, a lot of new guys out on that offensive line and getting used to the cadence and taking off on the snap.
Back it up first and 15 as they back it up to the Grove's 32-yard line. Quincy again brings Parker. The play. He'll go to the visitor side of the field. Kendall Coleman lines up at tight end. He's got Tyler Hunter right off his hiney. D. Daniels in the backfield. Braswell comes in motion towards the press box. Give it to Daniels. He's across the 30, down to the 25. They'll haul him down, Bill, at the 24-yard line.
D. Daniels across the 25, down close to the 24-yard line.
Give him one, two, three, maybe 4 yards on the play. Should be second and six from the 24. Win 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Vikings lead it 28 to nothing. In on that tackle, number 71 was Jacob Edwards for the Rebels. Ball in the middle of the field. Parker, who may be headed to the Ivy League to play some football, takes a snap, gives it on the counter to Order. Order by one man, two, cuts inside. He's across the 20, and they won't haul him down, Bill, till he gets down to about the 16, and that should be a first down for the Vikings.
They are giving the signal, stopping the clock and waiting on the white hat. And he says, first down, Vikings.
I'm not sure what that number means up there. Oh, okay. I tell you what, our spotter, he's just joined us 3 weeks ago. He has made a big addition to this. Hunter at wingback. On our side of the field, they're showing blitz up the middle. And we give it right up to D. Daniels, right up the gut over the right side. He's across the 10, the 5. They won't haul him down till he gets to the 3-yard line. It'll be first and goal there. Bill Parker just fooled me because I didn't see Daniels get the ball.
No, I didn't. D was coming up. They were crowding the line of scrimmage. You made the comment. It looked like a blitz. They just left a great big hole, and Cole saw it coming, made the handoff very quickly, and D. Daniels gets right on down the field.
14-yard carry, first and goal at the 3. Daniels, Braswell in the backfield. Again, they're showing blitz off the left side.
There's
a whistle. Stops the clock with a minute 20 to go. Vikings leading 28-0.
We got our offensive lineman coming off the line just a step too soon.
And...
yeah, minute 20 now in the ball and left in the first half. Vikings lead 28 to nothing here. Threatening now to maybe put another 6 on the board here.
Now back it out to the 8-yard line. Now the clock winds. Here come the Vikings to the line of scrimmage. Quincy Crawford, far side. Daniels, Braswell in the backfield. Kendall Coleman tied into our side. Five-man front, showing blitz off the left side. and we give it to Daniels up the middle behind that block, and he'll get to the five, and that's going to be about it. We're inside a minute to go. We still have three timeouts, and here comes Anthony Chandler, Duncan, and Coleman, and
Justin Wilson coming in.
Clock's running. There comes Orta in. Second and goal from the five. Double tied in. Still a five-man front. They've got all 11 men within 6 yards of that ball. We give it to
Orta.
Orta on the counter, across the goal. No, did he get in? No.
Oh, my God.
He's down at the one.
He crossed over the line. I could have swore that from our angle here, he crossed over the line. They did call timeout, Wes.
And with 18 seconds to go here in the first half, let's keep it right here.
Yeah, we're. Yeah, I really thought Orta had made it into the end zone. His body turned in. Obviously, from their vantage point, the ball did not make it in, but he had 1 foot into the end zone, that's for sure.
Groves will get the ball to start the second half.
Vikings lead 28-0 here, and they do take a timeout, trying to get one more score in here before halftime. That'd give us that magic 30-point lead.
But you still, it's up to the coach.
In the third quarter.
And what happens if you've got a 30-point lead and it's in the third quarter, Coach Hunter will have the option of having a running a clock or going ahead and playing a regulation third quarter. MLK leads Harrison 12-10. Nope. I don't know, you were pointing at scores, and then you...
Stop. Don't do them again. There we go. Those are old.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go.
Parker, under center. Double tight end for the Vikings. Takes a snap. Gets it to Orta. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Geraldo Orta. That time, he and the ball made it into the end zone. That'll bring out, Masters, Alderman, and Solomon for the extra point attempt. They swing the gate.
Mass, as Bill likes to call them.
Mass. Used to be save.
Oh. Snap, ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 13 seconds to go in the half, it's the Vikings 35. Groves nothing. We'll be back after this 30-second break. All righty, 13 seconds to go here in the first half. Vikings lead it 35-0. Solomon set to kick off. Going back deep for the Rebels is Juwan Johnson, Chris Cutter, and Chris Bieber. Solomon kicking toward that south end zone. There's a kick. And it will be taken at the one by Cutteridge across the five. The 10 goes far side. Tries to cut back the middle of the field. Gets hit at the 15, 16. He'll get all the way out to the mark him down at the 17-yard line. I'm sorry, it was Chris Bieber on the carry. And it'll be, I'm sorry, make that the 18. First and 10 from the 18-yard line. 6 seconds to go here in the first half. Marty will have Coach Mack just as soon as the half ends.
Hello.
Cutter sends three receivers far side, two near side. He's in the shotgun. Takes a snap, drops back. Looks, Hail Mary, way downfield. And Durden intercepted at the 40. Still on his feet.
Oh, come on.
And they're going to call a clip back at the 35.
Tyquan Lang trying to get his body around to the front. Did make the hit in the back. But the time has expired. Let's see what we got.
And it won't matter because whether Groves accepts it or not, plays over.
West Bill, I don't know if you can hear me, but I can't hear anything.
We got you.
He says he can't hear. I heard some. Okay. A block in the back against our Vikings decline, and that's the half. Vikings lead 35 to nothing.
All right. We'll wait on Coach interview with Coach Mack here. All right, Marty, go ahead.
Well, guys, I'm down here with Coach Mack. Coach Mack, great first half. He came out to a 35-0 lead. What do you think about the first half so far?
Kids played a good half, you know. Played good defense and got something going on offense.
Coach, a few new running backs on Rod Order, a couple of people, Tyler getting some carries tonight. You know, what do you expect to keep the same thing going on in the second half?
Yeah, we sure do, you know. You know, we finally got our kids up.
Well, Coach, now.
All righty, Marty, we appreciate that.
Did y'all hear that? It sounded like it was cutting in and out a little bit.
Yeah, we
there,
got
but,
it. We got it, Marty. Thank you. Vikings lead at 35 to nothing. We are at halftime, and we'll take a five-minute break and come back, and I'll have Coach Shan Garner of the girls' basketball team. 35-0 Vikings lead at halftime. We'll be right back after this.